News, Ben Collins to Beirut. Good morning.
Bonjour, Blaise. Good morning, dear listeners. On day 6th, matches of the National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon will be played on stadia in the West Douala and Yaoundé this Sunday. The next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium will host two matches. AS Fortuna Omfou versus Stade Renard of Milan at 1:30 p.m. and Fourth Azu Elite of Yaoundé against Victoria United of Limbé at 3:30 p.m. There will also be two matches at the Mbappé Lépé Stadium in Douala at 1:30 p.m. Home side Dinamo will clash with Young Sports Academy of Bamenda, and at 3:30 p.m. Union Sportive of Douala will host Column Sportive of the Jar and Lobo. Bambuto's Football Club of Buda will welcome PWD of Bamenda, and Pante Sportive of Dende will offer hospitality to Canon Sportive of Yaoundé at Banjoun at 3:30 p.m. Two advanced day 6 matches were played at the annex of the Rumdieja Stadium in Garoua yesterday. Coton Sport of Garoua and Astro Football Club of Douala separated on a 1-1 draw, just as like Gazelle FA and Aigle Royal of the Mongo. Maimon and Joya watched those two matches in Garoua.
Out of 4 matches, 2 victories for Coton Sport of Garoua, 1 victory for Les Astres of Douala, and 1 draw played this January 2 at the Rumdieja Annex Stadium. Coming in with the zeal to grab a win, Coton Sport was faced with a fierce rival who netted a first goal at the 39th minute thanks to Ahmed Chepe Baudil. The boys of Bonaventure Jonkep replied with an equalizer just about 5 minutes later. The second half of the encounter was goalless in spite of numerous attempts. The current ranking puts Coton Sport on the 4th position, while the decisive passes during the first half between Aigle Royal and Gazelle did not yield fruits on both sides. But upon entering the pitch for the second half of the encounter, Aigle Royal gathered confidence by scoring just about 10 minutes later through a corner kick. 8 minutes were just enough for Gazelle Football Club to give a reply.
I'm Agbome Odin. Actually, the game was very nice, and we gave it our all, mostly the defenders, because they were there when we needed them. I knew I was going to change the game, but unfortunately, the time wasn't on our side.
Aigle Royal scored a second time, but unfortunately for them, the referees indicated an offside, and they left Garoua with some bit of frustration in spite of the 1-1 draw. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimouna Joya for CRTV News.
In the National Second Division Football Championship, day 4 matches have been programmed on stadia this Saturday, Sunday and Monday as follows. At the annex of the Olembe Stadium in Yaoundé tomorrow, Edding Sport of the Lake will host Union Sportive of Abombang at 1:30 p.m. and Tonne Kalara Club of Yaoundé will take on AS FAP in the regional derby at 3:30 p.m. On Sunday, at the University of Bambili Stadium at 2 p.m., Bafming United will take on Aigle Royal of the Minua at 3 p.m. in Bafang. Unisport of the Up and Come will confront Avion Academy of Nkam. Rasen of Bafsam will welcome Gokitunja FC of Bamenda at the Bamizi Stadium. At Edea, Atlantic Sport Academy of Kribi will confront Dragon of Yaoundé at 3 p.m. And on Monday, January 6, at the Annex B of the Olembe Stadium in Yaoundé, Apejes on Fou will clash with Yaoundé 2. In more football news, day 5 matches of the Women's National Division 1 Championship will be played tomorrow in Douala, Bamenda and Yaoundé. League leaders Lekki Football Girls will host Vision Foot of Douala at the Annex of the Olembe Stadium in Yaoundé. Harrison Ashu has the rest of the result of the fixtures.
4 matches will be in Yaoundé. Bottom sides IS Awa and Cyclone FC, who are still to win a match this season, will take on each other in the first match at their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. After the match that will kick off at 12:30, Louv Minprov and Authentic Ladies, who have 3 points each, will clash in the Guinea-Siko over at their next A of the Olembe Stadium, still in Yaoundé. The defending champions FC Ebolova will attempt to bounce back in winning ways against rejuvenated Amazon FAP. At 1 p.m., the second encounter pits league leaders Lekki Fee against Vision Foot at the annex of the Bepanda Stadium in Douala. Fourth in the table, Kaiman Fee will host Eclair of Sa. Meanwhile, Itambong of Kambe, who currently occupies the third spot, will entertain Jaspor as from 1 p.m. at the Bambly University Stadium in Bamenda.
We end with judo. Athletes and coaches of Cameroon resume training today in Yaoundé after a three-day period of recess ahead of the African Open to take place in Casablanca, Morocco, from January 16 to 19. Five Cameroonian athletes are expected to take part in that competition. And that puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV. My name is Ben Collins Nyebero, thanking you for listening.